Daniel David Crockett, the actual historical figure, a former frontiersman and one-time member of Congress who died at the Alamo, would likely not have approved of some of the stories attributed to him after his death. The real David Crockett had no use for Andrew Jackson, bitterly opposing him for his Indian policies. The legend, though, introduced himself in the pages of his almanac as "that same David Crockett, fresh from the backwoods, half horse, half alligator, a little touched with the snapping turtle, can wade the Mississippi, leap the Ohio, ride upon a streak of lightning, and slip without a scratch down a honey locust tree, can whip my weight in wildcats and whip any man opposed to Jackson." A cursory glance at the text of any one of the Sailor Steve Costigan stories will show the similarities with the Davy Crockett almanac yarns. Of course, the Costigan tales are far more professional and subtly crafted. The original Crockett tales were pounded out by anonymous contract workers to fill space, and their quality varies pretty widely. And Steve Costigan himself is a far more believable character than Davy Crockett, although, as you will no doubt have noticed, that's not saying much. Costigan is far larger than life, especially in his ability to absorb punishment from the fists of his opponents in the ring. And this is richly ironic, because the stories Howard wrote, starring this oversized, underbrained, generally unbelievable character, feel more authentic than the stories Howard is best known for. They are, in a very real sense, more than just pulp literature. They are anthropological artifacts of pre-oil boom frontier Texas. The Costigan stories are, of course, quite different from the ones that Howard used to break into the business. Howard got his start as a professional storyteller in 1925 at the age of 17 when he broke into Weird Tales magazine with In the Forest of Villa Fair, a sympathetic story of a reluctant werewolf. But by then he'd already made a reputation for himself around his hometown as a teller of humorous tall tales in the style of Davy Crockett. He also had a reputation as an amateur boxer of no mean skill. So it surely wasn't much of a surprise to anyone when, a few years later, looking to expand his markets beyond the Solomon Kane and King Cole sword and sorcery pieces he was regularly placing in Weird Tales, he came up with the idea of combining Davy Crockett-style tall tales with boxing stories and pitching them to one of the then-popular pulp magazines devoted to action in the ring. It took Howard some experimentation to get the formula just right. The result, when he did, was Sailor Steve Costigan, the adorably wooden-headed but spectacularly iron-fisted merchant mariner who blows around through exotic ports of call, getting swindled by dishy, fast-talking dames, punching his way into and out of various kinds of legal trouble, and winning prize fights in which the amount of damage given and taken is enough to kill 20 or 30 real guys. The combination turned out to be a huge winner for Fight Stories, the new pulp that he was targeting with them. With Costigan, there was always a prize fight in the story, and it was full of descriptive action of the type boxing fans could envision and relate to. There was enough other action that one did not have to even care about boxing to enjoy the stories, but for people who knew their boxing, a Steve Costigan tale was a really satisfying read. Howard would probably have been surprised if he'd known how many members of the sports world's royalty, journalists, promoters, even big-name prize fighters, were regular readers and counted themselves among Steve Costigan's fans. A word of warning before we get started. The Steve Costigan stories are all, by modern standards, full of racism. Mostly this takes the form of slurs and disparaging references to people of Asian descent, since the stories mostly take place in Asiatic ports. Although there are also several racial slurs relating to people of Hispanic, Latino, and African ancestry as well. This was not considered a big deal in the early 1930s. Ironically, what was considered a big deal in those days was swearing. On occasions when Sailor Costigan is called upon to swear like a sailor, readers have to use their imagination. So F-bombs were strictly verboten, but N-bombs were just fine. Reading these stories today can be an awkward experience for any modern reader of any ethnicity, although obviously more so for those of non-European ancestry. It's important to keep in mind that they are essentially cultural artifacts of a very different time. The Pit of the Serpent, alternate title, Manila Manslaughter. This short story was first published in the July 1929 issue of Fight Stories magazine. The minute I stepped ashore from the Sea Girl merchantman, I had a hunch there would be trouble. This hunch was caused by seeing some of the crew of the Dauntless,